morning, Mr. Rebecca Dickman.
Who's this?
I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And let's see. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
Certain.
Certain. Okay. And what is your age?
Over 55.
Okay, thank you. Over 55. Okay, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Unwilling to divulge that information.
Okay, no worries. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. So between 0 and 10?
Yeah, like 7.
7, okay, thank you. And now I am going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. For example, Donald Trump as former president.
I don't know. Who's putting on the survey?
Sorry?
Who is putting on this survey?
Being honest, they don't tell us. Basically, in that case, we don't influence the people.
Right, right.
That's right, yeah.
I think he did fine. I don't know where that fits on your scale.
I'm sorry, so in this case, you approve or disapprove?
I would approve.
Okay, and strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, and Sherrod Brown, senator?
0.
Okay, so it'll be a strongly disapproved, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Biden as president?
Is there a minus on your scale?
In this case, is that if you're strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapproved.
Okay, and Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And now I am going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. So Donald Trump?
So I'm supposed to tell you if I'm familiar? I am familiar.
Okay, yeah, somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, Derek Murray?
I'm not so much. I've heard of him, but that's it.
Okay, so in this case, it will be somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Do you have anything in the middle? Like, no opinion, really?
In this case, I just have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, and never heard.
We'll say somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And Marcy Kaptur?
Very unfavorable.
Democrats in Congress?
Super very unfavorable.
Okay. First, energy?
Unfavorable, somewhat.
Republicans in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
And Joe Biden?
Super very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
The Republican.
Okay, and if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay, and if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom
Bernie
would you
Moreno,
vote?
Bernie Moreno, for sure.
Okay.
Bernie Moreno.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marine or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
The Republican.
Republican Derek. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Not a chance in hell. If there's a way I could get her out by electing someone else, I absolutely would.
Okay, got it. And now I am going to read you a statement some people have made about the Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it is true, please say so.
That statement has nothing to do with my vote. She's a cur, and she should be out of office.
Okay, so that'll be no
but
difference.
The statement, yeah, the statement has nothing to do with it.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Right now we have completed almost, we're almost done, so thank you so much for that. And I'm going to try to be quicker right now, okay? So now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marine. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it is true, please say so. So the first statement is that nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marine voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marine even voted no on that. So you are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true on that one?
No difference.
Okay, and the other one, Derek Marine has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Marine supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. So in that one, what's your opinion?
I don't have very high opinion of that guy anyway, but your statement won't make a difference.
Okay, no difference. In the state legislature, Derek Marine supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers as a mayor of Waterville. He tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marine would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare, would raise the retirement age. Sorry. So in this one?
The same. I have very high opinion of him, so your statement probably wouldn't help me decide or not decide to vote for him.
Okay, thank you so much for that. You just had that I need to read all the statements, so sorry about that.
Okay.
So after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marine was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we put the bill Marine's corruption. So it'll be the same?
Correct.
Okay, in the state legislature, Derek Marines saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. So that one, the same, or...
Yeah, I would say the same. Is Marcy Kaptur behind this study?
well, as I mentioned, they don't tell us, basically.
Yeah, I know. You told me that.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, it says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marine wrote legislation to end mandatory lead PIP testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. So in this one?
Same.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marine, or would you still vote for Marine?
Oh, I sure as hell will vote for whatever Republican's on the ticket as opposed to Marcy Kaptur, and you can tell her I said that. Tell her I think she's a rotten bitch. I've tried to contact her office, and all she refuses to correspond other than email, and I think she's a coward for doing that.
Okay, got it. So in this case, basically, you just didn't support him, right?
Yeah, Republican, the straight down the ticket. It don't matter to me. We got to get those swamp creatures out of there. She's been there 40 years. Does that tell you anything? Do you vote in the election?
No.
No? Okay. If you do, if you ever get the chance, you should always vote Republican because them Democrats are stupid fucks.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for letting me know
that. You can tell your friends that, too.
I'm sorry?
I said you can tell that to your friends, too.
Oh, okay.
If your friends ever get the opportunity to vote, they should always vote red. Red all the way.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So in this case, I just got here your answer. Is some things over the course of a survey, people change their minds. And so I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Derek Marin. He might be a fuck, too, but he's terrible. She's got to go.
Thank you. And right now, we are almost done. Thank you so much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Associate's degree. Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Constitutionalist.
Okay, and in this case, we have just a strong Democrat, not a strong Democrat, independent, lean Democrat, independent, lean Republican, not a strong Republican, a strong Republican.
That would be stronger? Yeah, the strongest Republican I could be.
Okay, thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity?
Oh, I don't know. I dabble in it a little.
Okay, so you'd say very important, somewhat important, not too important,
Somewhat.
Okay, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation, okay? We really appreciate that. So have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, and tell Marcy to drop dead.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Have a good day, hon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.